This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. And I'd like to play a soundbite here from Francis Chan from the film.
We were in Myanmar, Burma. I can't even tell you how intense, how amazing the experiences we had were. People started coming forward for healing. Every person I touched was healed. You guys, okay. This is craziness to me. I have never experienced this in 52 years.
Again, just an unbelievable story, and even consider the environment there at Moody Bible Institute. I think it was Founders Week. People were clapping. The audience was clapping at his recounting of this experience of purported healing over in Myanmar. But as the person who was commenting from the film, I can't remember his name in the film, but he was saying, this is a racket that they have going on over there where they set these preachers up. What has been the effect of continuationism on the evangelical church?
That very example of the audience response to that description of an experience is an example of the effect, because my guess is a lot of people in that audience would not describe themselves as Pentecostal, charismatic, or even continuationist. They probably would describe themselves on paper as cessationist, but many evangelicals have been conditioned to the point where we're not going to argue with someone's experience. So if somebody says something happened, even if it contradicts what we believe, even if it contradicts what Scripture says, we've been conditioned to trust experience over doctrine, experience over Scripture, where instead we need to be emphasizing the fact that I don't care what somebody says their experience is, we need to always interpret experience through the lens of Scripture. Scripture is what is sufficient. This is exactly what Peter is saying in 2 Peter chapter 1, that Scripture is more sure, more certain, more trustworthy than an experience, because Scripture comes directly from the Holy Spirit. It is not produced by a man. It is not produced by a man's interpretation, whereas experiences are. And so, like you even pointed out there, experiences can be manufactured. Experiences can be faked. Experiences can be misinterpreted. I might have a legitimate experience, a true experience of something that God does, but I could misinterpret what's happening. That happens all the time. So we can never trust experience. We must always trust Scripture. And so we've been conditioned because of the gradual, subtle influence of continuationist theology. We've been conditioned, most evangelicals have been conditioned to trust experience over Scripture. And we see that in a number of different ways practically. I mean, that's one example, that response to someone's experience. We see this a lot of times in how people talk about their experiences or the way in which God is working in their lives. People might say, well, God moved me to do such and such, or God impressed upon me this sort of message, or God spoke to me, that kind of language. Where again, a lot of people who use that would never describe themselves as charismatic or continuationists, but nevertheless, they've been conditioned in that way. The largest influence, I would say, is in the area of worship. Evangelical worship, contemporary evangelical worship today, is thoroughly charismatic. It's where it comes from. And I would highly recommend, there's a book called Lovin' on Jesus, A Concise History of Contemporary Worship by Sweehong Lim and Lester Ruth. And these are two historians who are just tracing the sources of contemporary praise and worship today. And they show definitively how the way that most evangelicals worship today comes directly out of charismatic theology and actually embodies that theology, such that charismatic worship has subtly infiltrated, again, otherwise cessationist movements and churches, so that we have been conditioned to, in essence, be continuationists and not trust in the sufficiency of Scripture, even though we would never admit it. And so they point out that even the desire to be outwardly physical and expressive in worship is a fairly new phenomenon that comes directly out of charismatic theology. highlighting intensity as a virtue in worship. Like if you really want to know that God is working, then it's got to be something intense. That comes directly out of charismatic theology and largely a stress on what they themselves describe as sort of a sacramental power of music, that music is that which ushers us into an experiential awareness of God's presence. Again, that comes directly out of charismatic theology, but all of those things have influenced otherwise cessationist individuals to really embrace charismatic theology, even though they might not even admit it or state that they're charismatic on paper.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.